WWJD. An acronym for What Would Jesus Do? A question turned fad in the late 90s when the initials began to appear on cloth bracelets everywhere. It became a motto for evangelical Christians who challenged one another to obey the Word of God in every decision by consistently asking themselves, What would Jesus do? What is on that guy's lip? Alyssa asked in a whisper, staring up at the wall-mounted television in the corner of Mr. Stein's biology classroom. I think it's a caterpillar, Kim said, leaning in. She wore a baggy sweatshirt, and red flyaway hairs were drifting from her ponytail in the morning static. Our small desks were crammed as close as possible, our backpacks slung on the floor next to us. It was 6:30 on a Wednesday morning, freshman year of high school. The classroom smelled of ammonia and chalk, and the TV was the only source of light. We were at our school's morning Bible study group, and we'd just watched the introduction to a documentary called Hell's Bells, The Dangers of Rock and Roll. Fans screaming and swaying, the lead singer of Fleetwood Mac dancing, convulsing, out of control on the stage. The host, Eric Holmberg, had just sauntered onto the screen. He had a long brown mullet, and what was on his lip was a thick, ugly mustache. Definitely a caterpillar, I agreed without turning my head from what was shaping up to be the video equivalent of a terrible car wreck. Eric Holmberg sat down on a stool in a room that looked like a music studio. He seemed to be in his early 40s and trying very hard to look cool. The purpose of this film is to take you on a journey to the heart of rock and roll, he said. You'll discover what it can do to an egg. He held one up in front of the speaker behind him, crack, and then continued, your head, your life, and your eternal soul. Rock music just killed that egg, Kim said, which gave us a case of the giggles, and then a look from Susan, the Buffalo Grove High School Bible study leader. We looked down at our desks and tried to stifle our laughter. The school Bible study met here every Wednesday morning, supervised by Mr. Stein while he graded biology tests. The Bible study was led by Susan, a thick-bodied senior who wore a letter jacket at all times and did not smile. Usually a half dozen students showed up, but this morning it was pretty sparse. Just the three of us and scary Susan. Alyssa and I had met Kim during the first week of high school. When she came to our lunch table, I'd noticed her blue WWJD bracelet immediately. I'd been desperately excited to see it, to find someone else who loved Jesus enough to bind the letters to her wrist. I like your bracelet, I'd said, flashing my own rainbow wristband at her in solidarity. And that was that. She was our third. Sisters in Christ. Friends forever. The three of us were bonded by our faith, known for it. We weren't as strange as the girls who walked around school with beanie babies draped over their heads, but we were still weird, religious, floating through the hallways in a bubble. We believed that we were going against the flow on purpose for Jesus, but really, we were never in the flow. We were a little out of sync with our peers. As freshmen, we looked decidedly like seventh graders. Our hair hung in ponytails or long and limp at our shoulders. We wore our t-shirts.